Tell them I'm busy.
The Yizkor service is recited on the Shalosh Regalim, the three pilgrimage holidays, Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuot, and on Yom Kippur. Why then? I mean, after all, Yizkor is a commemoration of people who have died. You can commemorate at any time. In her memoir, which has received a good deal of publicity, an excerpt of which I read in the New York Times Magazine a few weeks ago, called The Year of Magical Thinking, Joan Didion talks about the loss of her husband. And she says somewhere in there that she realized all of a sudden that there would never be a day of her life when he would be not dead. It was forever. From now on, all the time she lived, he would be gone. So why pick these times to commemorate? I am sure that there are many answers. The answer I'm going to offer this morning is based on something that was said to me a few days ago while we were sitting on the pulpit by Rabbi Hirsch. And it has to do with this morning. But I'm going to save this morning for last. We understand in part why you would recite Yizkor on Yom Kippur. Not only is it the holiest day of the year, but it is entangled, part of, enmeshed with Rosh Hashanah. And so even as you are mourning the loss of someone, you realize that the world is renewed and that loss can be in its way a prelude for something new. That loss isn't only an endpoint, it's a catalyst for renewal. So when you finish with the cycle of repentance and the new year, even though you have grieved, you feel a powerful sense of new beginnings. And the end point is not loss. The same thing is true of Pesach. Pesach comes in the spring. And after all, the spring is precisely about the way in which death, that is winter, gives birth to new life. The snow melts and the wet ground bursts into green, into flowers, into bloom, into life. So Yizkor in the spring is a way of saying that there is a cycle and death always gives birth to life. On Shavuot, we commemorate the giving of the Torah. That's what the Shavuot holiday is about. And of course, that was the beginning of a seemingly enslaved and dead people. They were renewed in the desert, a barren waste, by being given the Torah. What Rabbi Hirsch said to me was the wonderful thing about Yizkor on Shmini Atzeret is the next day we begin with Bereshit. We begin with the reading of the creation of the world. And I realize that all four of them tie together. All four of them teach us that loss is not the end, but the beginning. That there is something to be gained from it, something to be learned. That's the wisdom of saying about someone who died, Zichrono Livracha, may his memory be a blessing. In other words, May I take from that person something to renew myself. Because even in this world, much less in the next, every loss is a beginning. What do we finish the Torah with? What are the last verses of the Torah? It's the death of Moses. But you never read the end of the Torah without scrolling right back to the beginning and starting with the creation of the world. As though in the loss of someone is the creation of a new world. Because those who remain behind are deeper and wiser. Sadder to be sure, but also renewed. There is a cycle. And we scroll back. Rabbi Hertz, who used to be a presence in conservative synagogues before the Eitz Chaim Chumash, you know, we all used to use the Hertz Chumash. And even though the commentary to the Chumash is outdated, we shouldn't forget him. He was a very wise and wonderful rabbi. And a graduate, by the way, of the first class of conservative rabbis in the United States from the Jewish Theological Seminary. He used to say that you do kriya, the tearing of the ribbon at graveside, and when you do kriya, you must be standing. Why do you have to stand for kriya? Because that's how we meet the tragedies of life. Standing. With fortitude. Knowing that every ending is not only an ending, but every ending is a spark to a beginning. We rise before our tragedies and don't bow ourselves only in despair. So each year at Yizkor, on Pesach, on Shavuot, on Shemini Atzeret, on Yom Kippur, there is sadness, but there is also renewal. And each year, as we prepare for the Yizkor service, we pray that God blesses us not with perfect goodness, but with the faith and courage to begin anew, enriched by those whose lives and whose loss we mourn, made wiser by their lessons, in a world made continually, unendingly more beautiful by the memory of their love. Amen. The Yizkor